social media. You can find us at Ben and Kelly Show. Sometimes you shoot us messages, some DMs. So we like to dive into the DM from time to time and, you know, help you out. Hey there, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, so thanks for letting us talk to you about this and reaching out. Kind of walk through what you sent us.
Okay, so I have this lovely best friend, love her to death. Delightful person in all kinds of ways. But there is just like this one tiny little yet super irritating thing about her. And I'm wondering, you know, if I should mention it to her or how I do it.
Okay, what is it?
She's like a horrible storyteller.
Oh, like, no.
Oh, that?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, news fest. Like, too many important, like, unimportant details, like, never really gets to the good stuff. Storyteller.
Oh, okay.
They're always, like, you know what I mean? Like, the you had to be there type stories, or, like, literally just have no point.
Yeah.
So, for example, last week, a bunch of us were at dinner, and someone asked her about her vacation. She went on vacation to Florida, and
sure.
Someone asked her about it. And she spent like a good 5 minutes describing how difficult it was to find a parking place at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, she gave us like this super detailed story about having to repack her bag to get through security. And like, you know, at which point someone like gently asked her to tell us about the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about the actual vacation?
I know. It was excruciating. So, like, she's just so, like, she's such a nice person. And, you know, it's hard to get irritated, but I do find myself, you know, like, drifting off and thinking about other things once she launches into a story.
Oh, no.
Like, so, well, uh-huh. All right.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm just wondering, should I say something to her? Or, you know, and, you know, if yes, how? Because it's really important that I don't hurt her feelings, but I don't want to not include her in, you know, our conversations either, so I don't know.
Oh, gosh, that is really tough, because I know if somebody said that to me, I'd be devastated and be like, I'm not telling another story ever again. I'd shut it down.
Oh, God, right, yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, so, Kim, maybe you just, I almost want to say, hey, if you want to save the friendship, don't say anything to her and just bear through it.
Really?
That's not the answer you want to hear, but I don't know if there is a nice way to say, hey, your storytelling's not great.
Yeah, I don't know how you say that. Unless
you're Bert Kreischer. Comedian Bert Kreischer talks about this. He like tells some of his friends if they are not a good storyteller, he says, listen, this is what you need to do to make that story better. He even like suggests putting things that didn't happen in the stories just to make them better.
Yeah, comedian Bert Kreischer. Yeah. I tell you, we do have several people like texting in, and maybe we can help you out. But I think unless you're just like, hey, you know, Janet, I don't know if that's her name, but Janet, tell us about Florida. I don't have a lot of time, so give us like the 60-second version.
But what if you're sitting there at a leisurely dinner? They know you have time.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Kim, thank you. And I would say just twiddle your thumbs and just try to grin and bear it. But
maybe some listeners have some sort of a way, words you can use that are, you know, gently suggest how to make stories better without like telling her she currently sucks at it and hurting her feelings.
Oh, man, I hope so. This is like really excruciating, honestly.
All right, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Holly texts in, send her the music Ben plays when someone goes on and on and on. It's like Troll over. No. That's not me.
Oh,
no.
Yes, go on. Tell me more about your trip to Florida.
Oh, my God. we got another text. First of all, she's not one to talk. I was thinking about what I was going to have for dinner the whole time she was talking. No, I don't think this is helping. Andrew, the love doctor, said it's an easy fix, but then he didn't tell us what the easy fix is.
Well, Yeah, so I look, I don't see it as something to worry about. She's got a strength in other ways, obviously, because she's a best friend of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Jamie said, you know, could maybe you ask questions to guide her stories while she's telling it?
It's hard sometimes when people don't leave a breath to do that. And I don't know if this...
That's when you jump in.
If that's her friend or not. And, you know, it sometimes feels weird, you know, cutting them off to say, get to the point.
You, like she said, that makes you seem interested and also helps guide the story.
Yeah, that is true.
I think that's a good practical way to approach it.
No. I'm sorry, Kelly, what did you say?
We're not sending that music. So mean. Holly's like, yes, 2 days in a row.
Yeah, you know, I get it. Brittany even said, I used to work with a girl like that, told nonstop stories all day to all of us. Boss secretly suggested we invest in headphones.
Oh, gosh. It's just so mean. So if you work in a place and you notice a lot of people are wearing headphones, do you sit there and reevaluate your storytelling skills?
I have noticed accidentally that and unintentionally, but sometimes I will put, like, someone's talking to me and I'll put headphones on. And
really?
That's like a big, hey, you're done.
Yes. Yeah. I'm tuning out now.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I have.
No, you do that in the show, but that's because you have to. The song's running out. Yeah, but do you do that, like, outside of the show?
Yeah. Like, if I am working here in the studio and I'm doing stuff right and someone comes in and, you know, they'll ask a quick question, I'll answer, but then I'll just put my headphones on and it's like, all right.
Oh, like they're lingering, like they maybe still have more to say and you shut it down.
And I'm like, nope, we're done. So I don't know if any of those suggestions. Again, Kim, I would just say, hey, look, just maybe ask a couple questions that help guide the conversation, but
yeah, I think Jamie's wouldn't worry. Suggestion's the best.
I wouldn't worry too much about it. So,
yeah, she seems like an awesome person. Just, you know, help the storytelling a little bit by, you know, asking the good questions that lead her to the good places in the story.